Hello, good
Hello.
evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Chantilly Carr?
Speaking.
Thank you. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track in general?
Not the right direction.
Okay, and now I would like to ask you some. Yes, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, not understand.
Okay, and can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
1971.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed?
Black, African American.
And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just there, good or excellent?
I think the quality of life is good.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and remember, the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is better public transportation options. From 1 to 5.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
More dining and entertainment options.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for business.
5.
More good paying jobs.
5.
And the last two, better street and road maintenance.
3.
And more affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5.
5.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Just about the right amount.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Too few.
Too few or about the right amount? Too few, okay.
Too few.
And now thinking about commercial development, I am going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes, strongly, just somewhat, or no?
Yeah.
Strongly? Definitely. Or just somewhat?
Strongly.
The next one, dollar stores and discount chains.
Not so much.
No, just somewhat or no? Definitely
no.
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 Okay.
No.
Doctor's offices and hospitals.
Definitely so.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Definitely so.
And grocery stores and supermarkets?
Definitely so. Costco.
And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Lavin?
Costco, Dutch Bros, Chick-fil-A. What else? A Whole Foods, maybe? We have a crowd who's little.
Thank you so much. And now, 15 years a bit, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Labin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Slight problem, moderate, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Slight, moderate problem. They're building a lot of. I've been here 20 years, and I'm just building some apartments. So.
Okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Labin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem?
A lot of problems.
Moderate? Not at all?
A lot of problems. Okay. Cost too much.
And now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing, and please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Labin. The first one, single-family detached homes. Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Townhouses or attached homes?
Strongly.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No apartments.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
I'm sure. Strongly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And do you currently own your home, rent, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin. And please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. And we're done. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Would you strongly favor?
Strongly opposed.
The next one, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
No, strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Yes, yeah, strongly with that.
Strongly favor. Okay.
Yeah,
and
strongly
the last three, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
No, strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay, the last two. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
What kind of housing?
Just new housing. Yes, I'm sorry. Is that...
Okay, so let's do this. Strongly opposed. No result. Okay. We already did enough to our farms out here.
And the last one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
No, strongly opposed.
Okay, thanks. And the last three questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 2 master's degrees.
And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Is less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $100,000.
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Chantel. C-H-A-N-T-E-L-E.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.